a little series called The Hunt. Can you say that with me? The Hunt. 2-week series on Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. Two-week series. Last week was the crosshairs of Christ. We saw as Jesus Christ was actually carrying his cross, he was hunting. He was hunting for people. We looked at 5 individuals that touched his life around the cross, the crosshairs of Christ. And we pulled them up on the screen last week. We looked at every one of them, remember? And when he finally reached them, or their life was changed, we put a big target up and it said, target what? Hit. Target what? Hit. And this t-shirt that we gave out last week, I don't think there are any more available this week, but they have a big target on it. It says The Hunt and it says I'm found. And that's the question. Can you say target hit? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior? Has he come into your life? I didn't ask if you're perfect. Didn't ask if you know everything's going great in your life. But have you trusted Christ your Lord and Savior? Target hit. He was working while he's carrying the cross. Hunting for people. The Bible says Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. The angel said, call him Jesus, for he'll save his people from their sins. His name actually means God saves. Got that down? What's the name of Jesus mean? God saves. A Christian ought to always know what the name of Jesus means. Well, I don't know what the name of Jesus. You ought to know what the name of Jesus means. It means God saves. Okay, he was a hunter. He came hunting for you. He's hunting today. I'm his under-shepherd. I'm one of many, 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 many around the world. We're on a mission for him to tell you how much he loves you. Amen? Not just on Easter. Do it all the time. Amen? That's who he is. Let's look at the next message. And, of course, we come up with this stuff as far as titles. And if it's goofy, you blame it on us. Okay? Today's message in the Hunt series is called, here it is, The Camouflaging of Christ. The Camouflaging of Christ. Look at how Roger did that cross. He did it in that desert sand wear, you know. And so, you know, if you don't look careful, you could lose that thing. Amen? The Camouflaging of Christ. Why such a weird title? You're going to see here in just a second. Amen? You know, the hunters wear camo, don't they? Yes or no? They get out there and they're wearing camo. All right? So this is where this comes from. Let's see what we got. Go to the Word of God. Check it out. 1 Corinthians 15:1-8, the Bible says, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you've received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved by the gospel here, but believing the gospel, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. This is the gospel. That he was buried, that he rose again when? The third day, according to what? The Scriptures, the Word of God. That he was seen of Cephas or Peter, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present time, but some are fallen asleep. They've died. Paul writing this. After that, he was seen of James, then all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, Paul writing, as one born out of due time. We want to talk about seeing Jesus. Those that saw Jesus after he resurrected. Amen? That's what I want to talk about this morning. So let's look at it. After his resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ, you really need to get this in your noggin, appeared no less than 17 times to people or groups of people. That's in the Scriptures. No doubt he appeared many, 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 many more times than that. But we have that many listed in the Scripture. So how many times in the Bible, at least how many times in the Bible, did Jesus make appearances to people or groups of people? Somebody tell me. 17. What's it going to take for you to believe in a risen Savior? 18? Say. Just once ought to have done it right there, right? Say. Come on. If it really happened, and it did. 17. Now, as I research the Scriptures this week, and this is something I read, and I read over the, you know, I do this every Easter and resurrection, you know, and so I'm looking. On many occasions of these 17, the individuals did not recognize Jesus. It's like he was in camo or something. Like he was camouflaged. You following my thinking now? Say,
The camouflaging of Jesus. I thought we owned us something. Here we go. The camouflaging of Christ. Jesus appeared to many, to at least 17, but we ain't got all day. This ain't a sham wow. Okay, say it again. Say it again. Well, I mean, he say it again, darling. Go ahead. I know, but that's why. But 17 different appearances to groups or individual people. The 500 is one of those groups. Got it? Amen? Be clear. I want you to get it. I'm going to only go over four. Can we handle four today? Let's go with four of them. And I want you to see it. The first appearance that he made was to Mary Magdalene. The first appearance at all. John 20, verse 1 and 2. The first day of the week comes Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher. She sees the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runs. She comes to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and says unto them, they've taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 11. Story moving. But Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down. She looked into the sepulcher. And she sees two angels in white sitting. The one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lain. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they've laid him. And when she thus said, she turned herself back, and she saw who? Jesus standing, and say it with me, and knew not that it was. He's like in camouflage. I'm crazy, ain't I? Isn't it something how we can have special celebrations, Easter? And to some people it's about Easter eggs or Easter bunnies or things like that. And Jesus can get lost. Isn't it something at Christmas time? All about Christmas. But we can lose him in the presence and Santa Claus. You understand where I'm coming from? Say, we can lose him every Sunday at some churches where they don't call his name, don't preach his name, don't read his word. That's a shame. People that do that ought to get shut down and go play golf or something. You know what I'm saying? Okay? Camouflaging Jesus. Do you know Jesus today? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Let's talk about it. I saw something in my office this week. Here's what I saw. They didn't recognize him, and something happened different in every situation where they did know him. It's not like they didn't know him to begin with, but they sort of lost him for a while. But then all of a sudden, there he was. They knew him. And their whole spirit, attitude, everything changed. So let's see what we can learn. So she sees him, doesn't realize it's him. Jesus says unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She's supposing him to be the what? Gardener. Says unto him, sir, if you had borne him hence, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away. What's the point? Let's go with the message. Here we go. The camouflaging of Christ. Here it is. She thought Jesus was, say it with me, come on, people. She thought Jesus was a gardener. You ought to see how happy I was in my office this week. I got four G's. That's not always easy to do. Right there. Didn't know what the Bible says. Say. She thought he was a what? Gardener. Who do you think Jesus is? You just think it through. She realized it was Jesus. See, she thought he was a gardener. Mary Magdalene knew him. She loved him. She had followed him, but she didn't recognize him. She only realized it was Jesus when he did this. He called her by her name. Look at the scripture. He called her by her name. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, or Rabbi, which is to say, Master. Here's my question. Pop it up. I'll stay with my message. I won't get too far ahead. I'm sorry. It reminded me of John 10 when I was reading. John 10, Jesus speaking earlier, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
But he that enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, the sheep hear his voice, say it with me, and he calls his own sheep by and leads them out. So they couldn't, she couldn't see him, but I tell you what, have you known Jesus and you lost him? I'm not saying he lost you. I'm saying you couldn't see him. You didn't hear him calling your name. You been there? Here's a couple of questions. Do you know Jesus Christ personally today? Do you know Jesus Christ personally? I can tell you where I was when I made a decision to ask Jesus Christ to be my personal Lord and Savior. Can you do that? What makes me more special than you? Nothing. Have you done it? Do you know Jesus Christ personally? Have you personally invited Him into your life? Say. Think about it. Do you know that He knows your what? Name! One more time. Do you know that He knows your? See, I know that. I get discouraged. I get down. I lose sight sometimes. But when I come to my senses, I know He knows my name. I know He knows I'm Gary with two R's. I know He does. He knows me. I'm known of Him. Isn't that what He says? His sheep know His voice. And they follow Him. He calls them by what? And Mary, even though she didn't know Him, He was camouflaged. She was sad, distraught. But when He spoke her name, she was okay. Amen? Are you okay today? Say, does He know your name? Got it? That's what I learned. Keep looking. Okay? Is Jesus Christ camouflaged to you? Okay? Is He the gardener? Or listen, or is He this? The lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. Is He that to you today? Yeah, let's praise the Lord. I think you ought to. Come on, you ought to. That's who He is. Come on. Good. There's a difference between somebody like that as a gardener and somebody in the rose of Sharon and a lily. You see what I'm saying? Who is Jesus to you? Let's keep moving quickly. I'm trying to move. Here we go. He appeared 17, no less than 17 different times. Okay? Let's look at another appearance. He appeared to two disciples on the road to where? Emmaus. Okay? Let's read the scripture. Mark tells us, after that He appeared another form unto two of them as they walked and went to their own country. Then you pick up the story in detail in Luke 24. So let's go there. Behold, two of them, disciples, went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and He went with them. So there's two walking. He comes along. Now there's how many walking? Three. Say that with me. But their eyes were holden that they should not what? So here's somebody else. He camouflaged again. Where'd Jesus go? You know what I mean? Here He is walking with them. They don't know it's Him. He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another? As you walk, you seem sad. And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, he said unto them, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which are come to pass in these last many days? He said unto them, what things? So Jesus is playing long with them. And they said unto Him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, He was a prophet. Wouldn't it be funny, somebody talking about you and you right there? And they said to Him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death, and they crucified Him. But we trusted it had been He which should have redeemed Israel from the hand of the Romans. And beside all this, today's the third day since those things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. When they found not His body, they came saying that they'd also seen a vision of angels which said that He was alive. You didn't hear about all this, sir? And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said,
But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, Jesus speaking, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And this is the cool part. Wouldn't you love to have Jesus do this for you? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, wouldn't that have been a cool Bible study right there? Say, somebody talk to me. And they drew nigh unto the village, and he made as though he would have gone further, and they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it's toward evening, and the day's far spent, and he went in to tarry with them. Whole time, they don't know who he is. He's camouflaged, is that right? Sure. They thought Jesus was, here's our G, a guru. That's as good as I could do. Amen, come on. Gardener, I want you to remember this. Say it with me. Guru, come on. One more time. Guru, that means a rabbi, a teacher, somebody. That's what he thought. Look at us, we got our own little guru walking along here. That's who they thought. Is that who Jesus is to you? Is he just a teacher? Isn't that what some people say about him? Say, there's some people, religious people, that say Jesus was just a good man. He's just a teacher, good teacher. Have you ever heard anybody ever say that? I have. Is that who Jesus is to you? Or is he somebody a little bit different? Now, they realized it was Jesus when, guess what? Watch it. He broke bread with them. Look at it. Here's what happened. Scripture. It came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them. Say it with me. And their eyes were what? Open, and they did what? Knew him, and then he did what? Whoop! Bye! And they said one to another, I love this scripture. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Oh, I love that. Have you done that before? Open the Bible and you just felt that God was with you. Wow. Do you read the Holy Scriptures? Who's Jesus to you? Is he camouflaged? Do you read the Holy Scriptures? Or are you like some people that say, I can't understand the Bible. I don't read the Bible. Well, then good. You don't know who Jesus is. Stop playing the camo game. You really don't. You need to get in the Word of God. Yes or no, church? Yes, I know that's hard preaching, but it's the right thing. Does your heart burn when you read the Bible because you hear the voice of God coming through the Word of God? Amen? I'm not talking about I heard him last night. He told me something when I was in the shower. You can have all that shower mess. Read the Bible. Tell me something that he said to you while you're reading the Bible, and I'll listen to you. Amen? Come on. I love that little kid saying amen. You right, little man. That'll make a mama happy right there. Back to John, I thought of this. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his what? He doesn't just know their name. They know his what? Is Jesus camouflaged to you? Here's a good way you can tell. Do you know him personally? Does he know your name? Do you know that he knows your name? Here's another good way you can tell if Jesus is camoed to you, and that is, can you hear his voice? Can you open up that book and hear his voice? When I preach to you, some other preachers, do we bore you to tears? Are you just like, oh, God, help? Well, problem just might not be me. You never know. When you read the scriptures, do you see Jesus? Say, do you see him? Say, come on. Or is Jesus camouflaged to you? Is he just some guru? Or is he this? The Word of God. Is that what the Bible says about him? Say, look at Revelation. Look at Revelation. His eyes were a flame of fire. His head many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Say it with me. His name is called who? The Word of God. You ought to read that book because somehow supernaturally I can't figure it out, don't understand it. He's in it. He's over it. He's all through it. And he'll get on you. You know what I mean? The Word of God.
Is he camoed to you? He's trying to hunt today. He's hunting. Amen? Keep looking. The third one. Jesus appeared to the disciples. Luke 24, 33. And they rose up the same hour, returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed." He's appeared to Simon. Keep looking. And they told what things were done in the way, how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. He said unto them, "Peace be unto you." How'd you like to be having a meeting like that? All of a sudden, woo! But they were terrified, they were affrighted, and they supposed they had seen a what? A ghost! Gardener? Guru? Come on! Boy, y'all are a good class. They thought he was a ghost. Here he is. They spent all this time with him. He comes in a room. They think he's a ghost. He said unto them, "Why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" That'd be sort of funny right there. "Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, if you have seen me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. What are we learning? Pop it up. They realized it was Jesus when he showed them his hands and his feet. Now, this is just me writing. Jesus actually said this to them, "Handle me and see." Say that with me. "Handle me and see." One more time. "Handle me and see." How do I get Jesus from just being a ghost? And isn't that how God is with us sometimes? Ain't he just spooky? Say. You know what I'm saying? Where did you go? What is he? Where is he? Aren't we like that sometimes? Come on. Have you felt, though, here's the question, the touch of Jesus in your life? That's what he said. Handle me. Touch me. Feel me. Have you, by faith, reached out and embraced Jesus Christ? Have you done that? Have you felt the touch of God on your life? Have you ever felt that? I have. I felt the touch of God on my life. I reached out by faith, my hand to him. He's touched me. How about that old song? "He touched me. Oh, he touched me." Right? Say. How does he go from being in camo to being somebody that I know that's real to me? Instead of a ghost, personal. The touch of God. Back to John 10, me thinking back over here a little bit this week. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. I love this. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's what? Do you know that's where you are? I'm not saying you got trouble in your life, but can you feel his hand on you? Can you feel him holding you? "My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father and I are one." Have you felt his touch? Say. I'm not saying you ain't screwed up and got some problems, but I'm saying, look, I know he's touched me, preacher. I know that. I'm his. He ain't no camo to me. Got it? Is Jesus camouflaged to you? Is he some kind of spooky ghost, or is he, pop it up, your own good shepherd? You felt him with that little stick on you sometime. Hit you something now. Ow, okay. Amen? You felt him when you're getting in trouble sometime, that old hook come around your neck, he'll pull you a little bit. You ever done that, say? Feel like you're getting a little too close to the edge, getting a little too, shepherd don't want me doing that. You ever heard that still small voice? Do you know he's in your life? Do you know he's on you? Say. I had fun this week. The camouflaging of Christ. Last one is this. Jesus appeared to Peter and six disciples. John 21, "After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples on the Sea of Tiberias or Galilee. On this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael of Cana, two sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples." So Peter and six others. "Simon Peter said to them, 'I'm going fishing.' They said unto him, 'We're going with you.'" I guess this gospel thing, they just put that thing down for a while. You know what I'm saying? "We also go with you." They went forth. They entered in a ship, a boat that night. They caught what? Nothing. But look, come on. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples, say it with me, knew not that it was. Another G. They thought Jesus was just a guy. You ever been out in your boat and you look on the shore and there's somebody over there and go, hey, there's a guy. You ever done that? Say. Riding down the road and you go, hey, there's a guy. That's all Jesus was. Is that who Jesus is to you? Is he just somebody that don't matter a whole lot? Say. Is he just a what? Guy. I just go right by him in life. I mean, there he is, meh, you know, just a guy. They saw him, didn't know it was him. Looked at him, he's just a guy. Then Jesus, this fixing to change though. Who is Jesus to you? Is he a guy? Or is he somebody a little bit different than that? Oh, it changed right quick. Watch this. Jesus said unto them, children, have you caught anything? They answered him, say it with me, no. Crazy guy, don't be asking me that question. Don't you hate it when you haven't caught any fish and somebody asks if you caught something? Do you hate that or not? Say, shut up. No, guy. Watch it. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Let's just stop and ask a question. Do you think they may have cast the net already on the right side of the ship? Somebody just answer the question. I would probably say so. But anyway, crazy guy. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, say it with me, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and I don't know what he was doing. And I'm telling you this right now, fellas, if you invite me to go fishing and you're going to be that way, Clark ain't going. It ain't happening. So he cast himself into the sea. Here's the point. He was just a what? Guy. But when he spoke and they saw his power, things changed. They realized it was Jesus when what? They saw his power. Maybe he's just a guy to you because you've never seen his power. Amen? Come on. Do you know that Jesus Christ is God and not a guy? Say. That's who Jesus is. Jesus Christ is God. He is not a guy. Okay? He is who? God. He is not a... If you treat him like a guy, good chance you don't know that he is God. And if you don't know that he is God, he'll have no part of you. You don't know him. Amen? Do you know that Jesus created everything that is and holds it all together? Or is that all camoed to you? Has the monkeys took over in your head? Say, is that what you think? You came from a monkey and they've got the camo on you, don't they? Say. Instead of a God in heaven who created the stars and the universe, who created you, somehow you've had a wool of camo pulled over your eyes, and you don't see Jesus, you see some guy who can't create something out of nothing. But that's the God of the Bible. That's Jesus Christ. Y'all hearing me today? Say, that's who Jesus is. That's powerful, man. Do you know that without him, you would not breathe one single breath? If he's a guy, who gives a rip? If he's God, you'll say, thank you, Lord, for the breath I breathe. You hearing me today? Say, is he a guy or is he God? That's good stuff. Is Jesus Christ camo to you? Listen, is he just some kind of guy to you or is he God in the flesh? Is he God in the flesh? Amen. Tell him he is. Amen. We got to quit. Thank you. I could preach all day. I'm having fun. We got to go on home. No, here we go. the camouflaging of Christ. What did we learn today? Let's look at it. Here we go. Do you know that Jesus Christ knows your name? Do you? Or is he just the gardener? Number two, does your heart burn within you when you hear his voice, when you read the scriptures? Or is he just some kind of guru? Or is this a word alive, sharp, powerful, quicker than any two-edged sword, like the Bible says? Do you feel the touch of Jesus on your life? And finally, do you know that Jesus Christ is all-powerful? Amen? Is he a ghost? Is he just a guy? Do you have it down in your head today? Camo. I don't want Jesus camoed. Amen? Let's don't do that. Let's pull that camo off. Praise the Lord. The hunt. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for the message this morning from the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, might have been goofy, but it's original. Amen. Let's stand together. Come on. Praise the Lord.